Today's Shir Masechta Gittin, Daf Ayin Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Hoysoy Medes, if the woman who was to receive a get was standing al Rosh Agag on top of the roof, and we're going to learn that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that he belongs, that this property belongs to the husband, the roof belongs to her, and the chotzer belongs to the husband. The zarkala, and he throws the get at her. So says the Mishnah, kivin shigia get, kivin shigia la'avir hagag. Once the get arrives within the airspace of the roof, hareza megureshes, she's already considered divorced. Hula mata, humal mala, says the Mishnah, if again, the roof, as we're going to learn the Gemara, the roof belongs to him, and the chotzer belongs to her. For who melmala, and he's standing up on the roof. For he melmata, and she's standing down in the chotzer, in her chotzer. The zark law, and he throws the get at her. The zark law, and he throws the get at her. Kivin shiyotzim rishus agag. Once the get left the airspace of the roof, the halacha is, she is divorced. And therefore, if even before the get arrives in the chotzer where she is standing, the halacha is that the get gets burnt or destroyed, nimchak, it got erased, nisraf, it got burnt, still, the halacha is erased and megureshes, because once it came within the airspace of a chotzer, it's enough for her to be divorced. Ask the Gemara, we learned in the first din of the Mishnah that the get, once it comes into the airspace of the roof, and the way we learned the Mishnah, the roof was hers, and once it came to the airspace of the roof, the halacha is that she's divorced. But the question that the Gemara is obviously asking is just because the get comes to her airspace, it's not minter. And we discussed in the previous shiur, the halacha is that for a get to be considered a valid get, the get has to be in her chotzer. And here, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that since the roof, since the wind is going to blow away the get, if the wind is going to blow away the get, that airspace of the gag is considered avir shein soif lenuach. It's a place where it's not meant to come to rest. And since it's not meant to come to rest, why is it considered as if it came in, just because it comes into her airspace, it's adequate? Many Achroinim disagree with Rashi's approach, because they quote the Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, what the Gemara over there, Rava actually has a question, how does the halacha look at the place that's avish ein soif lenuach? If something is in the place that's not meant to come to rest, is it kemunach or not? And they say, if the pshat in our Gemara's question is that it's, since it's avish ein soif lenuach, the halacha does not consider it as if it came into the airspace, so why would the Rava have a question on that? Have such a question over there. So in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, because of this question, explains that that's exactly what our Gemara meant to ask. Our Gemara meant to ask that in Masechet Baba Metzia we have a question: what is the halacha about regarding Aver Shein Soif LeNuach? Should our Gemara, being a raya, that Aver Shein Soif LeNuach Kemunach Dami? The Gerish Yerachim, however, gives a different teretz, because it could be that as far as Masechet Gittin Baba Metzia is concerned, it could be avish ein soif lenuach, if it's in a space where it's not meant to come down, the halacha is kemunach, it's considered as it came to rest. But that explains the Rashba, is a question in Masechet Baba Metzia regarding my taking ownership of something. But here we're speaking about Hilchos Gittin. And as we keep on quoting the pasuk says, "V'nasam b'yodai," there's a special new halacha by Gittin, and that by Gittin it has to be put into the wife's hand. And therefore the Gemara says, whatever you'll hold regarding Avos, Soif L'Nuach, or Ain't Soif L'Nuach, whatever you'll hold regarding that question, that may be a question, that may be a legitimate question, a Masechta Bava Metzia. But here in Gittin, it shouldn't be a question. Another, however, other Rishonim disagree with the Gemara's question, with the approach to understanding the Gemara's question. And they say that when we spoke about a chotzer in the previous year, the Gemara said a chotzer is a place that's mishtamer, that's protected. And avir, ir, is a place that's not mishtamer. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question they suggest. They say that how could the get that just in the ear space be fine, it's not considered mishtamer. And the Achroinim, in fact, try to understand why Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara that way. The Beis Shmuel explains that what is the definition, what is Rashi's understanding of the definition of mishtamer? So the Beis Shmuel says, Rashi's understanding of the word mishtamer is that it's protected from ganovim. And therefore here, yes, it's in the airspace of the roof, but it's certainly not a place where ganovim could get their hands on it, and therefore it's not a concern of mishtamer. The Pnei Yeshua says, the reason Rashi didn't learn that way is because Rashi understands that the definition of mishtamer refers to the chotzer where the get is going to fall. And here, the gag, the roof, where the get is ultimately going to fall, is mishtamer. And since it's a place that's mishtamer, even though right now it may not be mishtamer, still, it's the fact that it's going to land in the chotzer that is mishtamer is enough to make it be considered mishtamer. That's why Rashi had the pshat that he learned. So the question again is, how could it be that if the get falls into the airspace of her roof, it's going to already be a good get? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Here we're referring to begag sheyesh le'makah skinan. The gag has a roof, and the Chasam Sofer says it's a legitimate approach to assume that the gag has a roof, because the halacha is that every roof must have a gag, basisa makah le'gagecha. And therefore, again, using Rashi's pshat, once it's in the airspace, and there's a roof around, and there's a gate around it, the gate is going to prevent it from flying outside of that area. And the other pshat also, since it has a gate around it, that makes it mishtamer. Then the Gemara gives another teretz, and in fact, I saw that the Chasam Sofer, another achroinim, say that the two terutzim that the Gemara gives are not arguing, up to the point that when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Kufla Metes, Sif Dalid, when this halacha is quoted, both of the terutzim that Al Gemara gives are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Clearly an indication that these two terutzim don't disagree. Says the Gemara, Ulba Menash Mishmei Davi Ma'ama, Hochem Pach Shloish Yisomach L'gag Eskinen, that the when is the get considered a valid get? That's ready within three tefachim of the floor of the roof. And the halach is, the kol pachs mishloish samach lagag, that it's within three tefachim of the roof, then it's kigag dami, it's considered like it's on the roof. And the way the most explained the Gemara's teretz is that this is the concept that we have very often in Masechet Shabbos, the concept of lavud, that anything that's within three tefachim is considered lavud. I saw that the Kozel Gavarov explains this Gemara. How do we understand lavud? Do we say that lavud is not a halachic concept? Lavud is a physical thing, that when you are within three tefachim of something, it's already considered as if it's there? Or does Lovett suggest, Kozel Gavarov, say that it's a halachic principle, that once it's within three tefachim, the halacha is that it's considered close enough. So he says, our Gemara seems to be a raya, he wants to say, that Lovid is not to be viewed as a halachic principle, it's to be viewed as a metzias principle, as something that is creating a reality. Why? Because he says, our Gemara began with a question of minter or loy minter. So if we think about that question, whatever pshat we learned, he says, it was a question that this is not considered as if it landed. And the Gemara gave this teretz to make it be considered as if it did land. So he says, from here we see that halacha, Lovid is telling us that physically it's considered as if it landed. We learned the Mishnah that if the roof was his and the chatzur was her, and he threw the get down from the roof to the chatzur, the halacha is that she's divorced as soon as it goes into the airspace of the chatzur. But ask the Gemara, v'loy minter, while the get is flying down to the chatzur, it's left totally exposed. So if it's left totally exposed, why is it a good get? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Shmuel, the case of our Mishnah is kegon shehayu mechitzas tatachtonis oitves elyonis. There were mechitzas around the chatzur that were even taller than the roof of the house. Since the mechitzas were even taller than the roof, when you throw anything from the roof and it's encircled by those mechitzas, so the mechitzas completely enclose that area. Since the mechitzas completely enclose that area, the mechitzas protect that get, and that's why the halacha will be that's a valid get. The Kain Amar Rabbi Loz Amar Rabbi Yishya, says the Gemara, the mechitza around the chotzer were above, higher than the house. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daftal Amabez, teaches us that, of course, to be over the malach on Shabbos of carrying, you take something from Shusayachit to Shusarabim, or from Shusarabim to Rosh Hashayochid. The Gemara over there discusses a machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbanan where somebody threw an object from Rosh Hashayochid over Rosh Hashayochid and then it landed in the Rosh Hashayochid. So we know the most fundamental halacha, whenever we speak about the malacha of carrying on Shabbos, you need to have an akira and an hanocha. Here, the akira was a one Rosh Hashayochid, and the Hanocha was one Rosh Hashanah, and the Hanocha was another Rosh Hashanah, in a different Rosh Hashanah. It just flew over the Rosh Hashanah. So Rebbe says that even though this object did not come to rest in the Rosh Hashanah, it's still considered as if it rested in Rosh Hashanah, because he introduces a new concept of Klut Kamishoncha, that if it flew over the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, the halacha views it as if it landed in the Rosh Hashayochid. The Rabbanan disagree. And the Rabbanan don't subscribe to Kluta Mishoncha. And just because it flew over the airspace of the Rosh Hashayochid does not mean that it's considered that it landed there. We have the same machlokes over there between Rav Kiva and Rabbanan. We just spoke about a case about Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Derech Rosh Hashayochid. But they have the same achloikis, Rosh Hashayochid to Rosh Hashayochid, mi Derech Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, Tosfos over here, the Devar Yamaskel command, asked the question when the Gemara over here is quoting the opinion of Kluta Kamisha Huncha. The Gemara says, as we just mentioned, that whose opinion is Kluta Kamisha Huncha? It is the opinion of Rebbe. Why don't we say that it's the opinion of Rebbe Kiva? So Tosfos answers that Rebbe has a much broader explication of Kluta Kamisha Huncha than Rebbe Kiva. And the Rebbe holds, you say Kluta Kamisha Huncha, even in a place that it's encircled by walls. It could be, he says, that Rebbe Kiva doesn't hold that way, and that's why Gemara chose to say it's Rebbe. Amalei Rabbi Abel, Amalei Rabbi Abel Ula, command, whose opinion is our Mishnah following? It's following the opinion of Rabbi. Dama, Kluta Kamishon Chadamya, and because Kluta Kamishon Chadamya, once it's in the airspace of the Chatzur, it's considered as if it landed at the Chatzur. And now says the Gemara, Amalei, Sa'ula said to Rabbi Abba, Afilatem Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, Atkan lo pliga Rabbanan alei the Rebbe, where do we have a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan regarding the concept of Kluta Kamishahuncha, Elalinyan Shabbos? Rebbe, the Rabbanan don't hold that we apply the concept of the Kluta Kamishahuncha regarding Hilcha Shabbos. But here, Aval Hocha, where it's regarding, is it considered in the airspace of the wife, once it's in her chatzur, there it's Mishumen Turihu. Once the get is in her chatzur, it's considered as if it came to her. As we've been learning, a get that's deposited in the chatzur of the wife is considered that she got. And the Gemara is teaching us that once it's in Turihu, once it's enclosed within a chatzur, even though it didn't actually land in the chatzur, as long as it's protected in that chatzur, the halacha is become minter, and it's going to be considered that it's a valid way of her having received the get. And says the Gemara, "V'ken Amar V'asi Amar Reb Yochanan, kigon shemechitzas tachtonis oitves al yonis." And again, that the Adam mechitzas go higher than the roof from where he threw the get. Amler Reb Zeiler of Abba, command, and now, why, when the get is ready within the airspace of her chatzur, is it considered that she properly received the get? Karebi, dama kluta kamishon chadamya. Amalei, to which Rav Asi said, we don't have to limit this to say it's the opinion of Rebbe, afil tem rabbonim. Because at kam le pliga rabbonim le de Rebbe, elinyan Shabbos, if we say kluta kamishon chonat. Aval hocha, here mishuman turihu, the concept that we're looking for, is it within her chatzur? And once it's within the walls of a chatzur, everybody will agree to the concept of kluta kamishoncha. The Shaal Satshuvas Beis Sha'arim, Oyer Chaim, Simen Chof Dalet, discusses an interesting question. The question is that somebody's putting on the tefillin shel Rosh. And we know, he says, that the halacha is that if somebody made the bracha on the shel Rosh, al mitzvah tefillin, and before he actually put on the tefillin on the Rosh, he spoke. The halach is, he has to say the bracha again. The question that he discusses, what's going to be the halach? Could we apply the concept of kluta kamishoncha? And if we'll apply the concept of kluta kamishoncha, as soon as the tefillin shel Rosh are above your head, even though they aren't actually touching your head, maybe it's considered as if they're touching your head. And therefore, if you spoke before they actually were placed on your head, you still want to have to make another bracha. So he says a number of reasons why, in the case that we're speaking about now regarding the tefillin, we don't apply the concept of kluta kamishahuncha. One point he makes is that we don't say kluta kamishahuncha only when we speak about rishuyas, when we speak about property, rishus hayochid, rishus harabim, the rishus of a woman that to be considered within her chatzur. But to take that concept of kluta kamishoncha to such a far application to say that something that's above my head is as if touching my head, that is not necessarily considered kluta kamishoncha. Another explanation, he says why we shouldn't say kluta kamishoncha, because there is no mitzvah about the get remaining in the chatzur of the wife. The get has to be put in the chatzur of the wife. As long as it's deposited for one moment in the chatzur, that's good enough. The same thing by Shabbos. There's no din when you're carrying on Shabbos how long that object has to be in the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So for there, we could say kluta kamishoncha. By tefillin, the mitzvah is that the tefillin should be on your head, and it should be on your head for a while. That far, kluta kamishoncha doesn't help. Another point that he makes, and we've spoken about this previously, when we spoke about Lovid, we quoted the Kozel Gavarov Zitzal. What is the taich of Lovid, we said? And the question is, do we look at lovet as if it's actually touching? Or does lovet mean that if it's close enough, it's good enough? So he says the same question could be answered regarding kluta. By kluta, it doesn't necessarily mean that whatever is in that airspace is as if it's actually in the air, it's actually touching. What the halacha says is, it's good enough if it's in the airspace. It doesn't have to be actually touching to be considered adequate. But, he explains, that's a halacha regarding Shabbos. That's a halacha that we could say regarding a get. But by tefillin, the mitzvah that the Torah tells us that we have to fulfill is have the tefillin on our head. And if the mitzvah is that the tefillin must be on our heads, anything else is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And since anything else is not considered a proper, fulfillment of the mitzvah, that's why you can't use kluta k'mishnah hanukkah over there. Another concept that he mentions is that we only say kluta k'mishnah hanukkah when there are no specific rules stated regarding how it should be placed. So there, kluta k'mishnah hanukkah says that that's considered as if it landed. But we know when we speak about the tefillin, the halacha is very, very specific about how your tefillin should be on your head. And since the halacha is so particular about how the tefillin must be on your head, anything else when they're not actually on your head is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah tefillin, and therefore we can't say kluta k'mishnah hanukkah. Says the Gemara, we learned the Mishnah that if somebody threw a get from his roof to a chatzar, and once it came within the airspace, she's considered divorced. And therefore, if something were to happen to the get, it got erased or burnt, she still would be considered divorced. To which the Gemara comments, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Lo Yishana El Shanimcha Derech Yirida. When is this the halacha going to be? If it got burnt already when it was on the way to land in the chatzar. But we know when you throw something, you first throw it up and then it goes down. And therefore, says the Gemara, Avo Nimcha Derech Eliyah, where first it was on the way up, it was before it was going in the downward motion, while it was going in the upward motion, something got the get, then something happened to that get, then that get would not be a valid get. Why? My Tama, the Mikara Loy Lamenachai. When do we apply all these concepts of Klut K'mishnah hanukkah or whatever other concept that's within the airspace is when it's ready on the downward motion. But as long as it's not in a downward motion, we haven't done a nesina yet. And since it's not considered that we did a nesina yet, it's not considered a good divorce. We learned in the Mishnah, Nisraf, but if it got burnt while it's, as we just learned, in the downward motion, the get is a good get. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Loy Shana, El Shekodem Get L'Dleika. When is that, the halacha says, that the get started going already down before the fire was burning. Av Kodem D'Leika L'Get. If the fire was already there before the get began its downward motion, Loy, then it wouldn't be a good get. My Tama, Mikara L'Sreif Kozel. This get was destined to be burnt, because it was going into a burning fire. And something that's going into a burning fire, the halacha, the way I saw that the Achroinim explained the Gemara, is that the Mikara L'Ibud Zorik, something that's being thrown to a place where it's certainly going to get burnt, destroyed, Avadami, it's ready, the halacha already looks at it as if it's a destroyed get. And since the halacha looks at it as a destroyed get, you can't use that get. Amar Chizda, Rishuas Chalukas Begitin. The Gemara, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, by putting a get in the chotzer of the wife, that's a valid way of giving a get. It says Rav Chizda, Rishuas Chalukas Begitin. If a husband wants to divorce his wife and she doesn't have her own chotzer, doesn't have her own space, so the husband could give her. But if he gives her one place, that's the place that he meant to give her. And anything else that he didn't give her is not what he gave her. And therefore, if the get were to be put into that space, we can't assume, well, he meant to give her that space. Only the space that he said he's giving her is the space that would make it into a good get. Amar le Rami b'chama le Rava. Menalei le Sava. Rava was the father-in-law of Rav Chisda. Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda, and he would call his father-in-law Saba. So Rava, Amar le Rava b'chama le Rava. Menalei le Saba. How does Rav Chisda, your father-in-law, that you call Sava, notice halacha? Amalei Masnitsin, he says, he learns it from our Mishnah. Because he learned in the Mishnah, if she's on the roof, the Zarek law, and the husband throws the get to the wife, the halacha is, kivin shigia get la'aviyah gag, once the get arrives within the airspace of the roof, the halacha is, harezu megureshes. So points out the Gemara, Maiskinen, exactly what are we referring to? Ilema, the gadig dar, the chotzer the dar. If we're going to say that the roof belongs to her and the chotzer belongs to her, lamli lavi argag. Why does the get have to come within her airspace? As long the chotzer is also our airspace. Ella, how must we understand the gag the day, the chotzer the day, that both the gag and the chotzer belong to the chotzer? So if that's the case, so if the roof belongs to him, why would it be a good get? The get has to be in Harushus to be a good get. And if we're explaining that the gag, the roof, is his chotzer, is his property, why would this be an acceptable way of delivering a get? El Pshita, the way we have to explain the Mishnah, the gag, the da, it's her roof, the chotzer, the day, and the chotzer is his, and he's throwing the get from his chotzer onto her gag. Let's continue, says the Gemara. Ema Sefer, the next case of the Mishnah was, Hu Mamala, Vihim Mata, he's on the roof and she's in the Chatzar, Vizarkala, and he throws the get from the roof to the Chatzar. So says the Mishnah, Kivishiyotza Marashos Agag, once the get exits the gag's airspace and it entered the Chatzar airspace, Nimchak and Nisrak, even if afterwards it gets destroyed, she will already have been divorced. But ask the Gemara, if we're explaining the Mishnah, the gag, the door, the chotzer, the day, that the roof is what belongs to her, and the chotzer belongs to the husband, amai megureshes, why would she be divorced under such circumstances? The chotzer is his. Bring the get into his chotzer is not a way to get divorced. Ella, how must we be explaining the gag, the day, the chotzer, the door? The gag is his, and the chotzer is hers. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain the Mishnah, we have a problem. The ratio we explained is to be understood, the gag, the door, the chotzer, the day, that the roof is hers and the chotzer is his. And now we're explaining the second case of the Mishnah is the gag, the day, that the gag is his, the chotzer, the door. So the Gemara finds it difficult that one Mishnah, two cases, back to back, should be so, the circumstances should be so very different. Elav, what we have to understand, the Oishlo Mokum, everything is his. And he's lending her a plot, he's giving her a space where she could get the get. And in the Reisha, he gave her the roof. And in the Sefer, he gave her the Chatzar. The Chad Mokum, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the space that he gave her is where it could be considered a proper in the scene of the get. In a space that he didn't give her, it's not considered a proper place that she could get the get. Because Chad Mokum Moshli Inshi, a person gives her one space, specifies only that place I'm giving you, Trey Mokumis, but two places, Leiman Shli Inshi, he doesn't give her. Says the Gemara, Amle Iria, your proof is not conclusive. In other words, what the way to Rishonim explained the Gemara, the principle that we're learning, that a person gives only one place and another place, not another place, may be a correct principle. But our Mishnah is not a raya to that principle. Because we're going to learn the Mishnah, the Mahakadisa v'Kadisa. Just because the Mishnah speaks about two different cases, and the circumstances around those two cases could be totally different. Reish should be gag the door of chotzer today. The Reisha will speak about its har roof and his chatzar. Seif begagdi deva chatzar dida. So again, as I said, it could be that the halacha is right, but we can't learn it from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shloisha Midas Begitten. Hilchas Kitten are unique in three aspects than in different places. One is Hadamar Rebbe. The Rebbe, as we quoted earlier in our shir, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, when somebody threw something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid be'emtza, the Rebbe said, Kaluta Kamisha Hunchadami, and therefore it's considered as if it landed in Rishus HaYochid, even though it did not actually land in Rishus HaYochid. And we learned in Masechta Shabbos, the Pligi Rabbana Alei, the Rabbana disagree with Rebbe, says the Gemara, Hani Mili Linyan Shabbos. Shabbos, we have a Machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan, and we say Klut Kamisha Huncha. Aval Hocha, but as far as Hilchas Gittin is concerned, the principle that we look for is that it should be in her protected airspace, Mishum and Turihu, and therefore once it comes into her airspace, Minter and even the Rabbanan will agree that we could apply the principle of Klut Kamisha Huncha. Another case, V'ada Amar of Chizda, regarding a halacha of Chizda, said also in Hilchas Shabbos, Not Kanab Rishus HaYachid, if somebody put up a pole in the Rishus HaYachid, Ubaroisha Trasko, on the top of this pole there is a basket, V'zorek, and he threw something from the Rishus HaRabim into that basket, V'nach Al Gabov, and it lands in the basket, or on the basket, Afilu Gavay Me'a Amma, even if the pole is 100 Amas tall, Chayiv. Because as we learn in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi explains, the avir Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. But the avir of Rishus HaYochid goes up ad l'rakia, goes up till the sky. So therefore the Rishus HaYochid, even though this pole is 100 amas tall, it's still Rishus HaYochid. Lefish Rishus HaYochid, oil ad l'rakia. Hani milin in Shabbos. So therefore, if you threw something from Rishus HaRabim and it landed on this basket that's on top of this pole, provided that the basket has the proper dimensions to make it in Rishus HaYochid, you will be chayiv. Avahocha regarding get, we need to have a chotzer, mishum and turihu. And as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, the definition of a chotzer is somewhere that's protected. An open basket on top of a pole is not a protected area. And therefore, if the get were to land on such a basket in which it belongs to her, it's not considered as if it landed in a proper chatzar. The next halacha is regarding Ha the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. That the halacha is that we learned that even though midaraisa, one is allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, there's a halacha midarabanan, that one is now, Shlomo HaMelech made a rule that you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. That means that we have two people that have two apartments, two houses, side by side. But this is my Rishus HaYochid. My house is my Rishus HaYochid. My neighbor's house is his Rishus HaYochid. The halacha is we're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, unless, as we've learned many times, as last week we learned many times, there's a eruv chatzeres. So says the Gemara, lo yamin adam begag zeh. The halacha is that you're not allowed to stand on one roof. Even though the two roofs are right next to each other, the halacha is just like I'm not allowed to carry from one house to the other house, as we just explained. The halacha similarly is that I'm not allowed to carry from one roof to the other roof. Even though the roofs are really not places where people really work, still really live. The same halacha of going from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid in the houses apply, so too is the halacha by the roofs. Why? Because they explain, as we just said, just like when we look at the houses below the two separate houses, and we can't carry from one house to the other house. Kach the Urim Chalukim Malmala, the same halacha applies to the roof on top of these houses. The Hani Mili, says the Gemara, when was this halacha said? Regarding Hilchos Shabbos. Avla Inyan Get. If a husband gave a wife permission to receive to get on his roof. And the husband, this way most Rishonim learn, this way we're going to learn the Gemara, the husband has two roofs side by side. And the husband said, I'm giving you one of these roofs, that the get, that it should be considered your space, that it should be considered that if the get falls into that space, it fell into your chatzar, and since if the get fell into your chatzar, you're going to be divorced. We also learned on Amun Aleph that when a person designated a space for his wife, that space should be her space, that the get that comes onto that space, it should be considered as if the get came into a chatzar. That's only the space that he gave. Makam Echad Mushli, we learned a person gives one space, not two spaces. But, says the Gemara, if the husband owns two roofs that are side by side, that are joined to each other, even though he designated one roof and it fell on the adjoining roof, she will be considered divorced. Why? Mishum Kepedahu. Because why do we say that when a husband gives a wife one space, it's only that space he gave and not another space? Because if he gave it a roof, he didn't give it a chatzar. If he gave it a chatzar, he didn't give it a roof. But the two roofs that are next to each other, kulehai like kabdi and chi. Here it's talking about giving her a space to receive the get. And since he gave her the space to receive the get, one long attached roof, even though each roof represents a separate house, as far as the husband is concerned, as far as Hilchos Gittin is concerned, it's considered one space. And as long as it fell anywhere on top of those roofs, and the roofs that he owns and gives to her, she will be considered divorced. Amar Abaye, shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mezu. If you have two chatzeres, one within the other. Pnimi shlo, the inner chatzer is hers, and chatzoinis shlo, and the outer chatzer is his. Umechitzes ha-chatzoinis, and the outer walls of the walls of the outer chatzer, oitveis ala pnimius, are taller than the inner walls. Vizarkala, and the husband threw the get into our chatzer. So says the Gemara, kimin shigil chatzer lavir, once the get comes within the airspace of our chatzer, even though it didn't even land within those mechitzes, still, since we have the outer walls, which are taller than the inner walls, and they're enclosing that whole area, so the inner chatzer, even though it's in a place, the get is in a place that's not enclosed by her walls, but it is a place that's enclosed because of the outer walls. And therefore, since it's considered an enclosed area, the halach is megureshes, that she's considered divorced. How? My tama, pnimis gufa, as we just explained, the inner chatzer, but mechitza hachitzoina kamintra, it's being enclosed by outer walls, and since it's being enclosed by outer walls, it's considered an enclosed area, and once it's considered an enclosed area, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, mash'en ken bekupis. Says the Gemara, this is a din regarding chatzeris, but it would not necessarily be the same din regarding kalim. What does that mean? You have two boxes, one within the other. The inner box belongs to her, and the outer box belongs to him. And he threw the get into the box. Even though it's within the walls of the outer box, as long as it lands, it's not considered that she received the get. Because a box, explained the Rishonim, is very different than a chatzar. A chatzar, when we look at a chatzar, we look at an enclosed area. We don't look dafka at the bottom of the chatzar. We look at the entire chatzar. Everything that's within the walls of the chatzar is considered my chatzar. And therefore, even though it didn't actually land on the floor of the chatzar, it doesn't need to land on the floor of the chatzar to be considered that it came into my chatzar. But a box is not meant to be used for its enclosed area. It's not a chatzar, it's a box. And the box is meant to be used as the box, the bottom of the box. And until something lands into the bottom of the box, it's not considered a landed in her roshos. But ask the Gemara, even when it lands in the box, so how are these two boxes situated? Her box is in his box. And we spoke in the previous year about the subject, the chinuch, even if it lands on her into her box, why might have it? Why would it be a good get? Kalev shalakech b'shus meicher. If her box is in his box, that's like the case we spoke about where her basket is in his house. And we discussed that the Gemara Masechta Babasra, that Pei Hei Amabez, has a very long discussion if Kalev Shalakech Bershusa Shalmeicher can make a Kenyan. Answers the Gemara, Hakim Maiskinen, the box, the outer box that we're speaking about has no bottom. The Kupish Enle Shalayim, the outer box has no bottom. So it's not her keli and his keli. Since it's not his her keli and his keli, that's why it's not considered a case of keli shalakeach b'shusay shalmeicher. B'sham Imrim, poiter adam ishta beget yoshin. A person could divorce his wife with a get yoshin, which the mystics identifies in a second. B'sil isrin. Ask them of ezel get yoshin. Kol shen asiyachin ima. If the husband and wife were alone, after he wrote her a get, if he wrote her a get, and prior to giving the get, the halacha is, prior to giving the get, they were alone, that get cannot be used. The Rishonim discuss at length that if the get was written, and then they were together, and then they want to give the get, isn't the date of the get not going to be the proper date? And a get without the proper date is not a valid get. So there are a number of answers the Rishonim give. One answer the Rishonim give is that this all indeed took place within one day. And the other way they explain is that the get is being delivered through a shliach. And the purpose of a date in a get is that everybody should know exactly when this happened. But if it's being done through a shliach, it has publicity. And since it has publicity, you don't need to have a date in that get. Says the Gemara by Mike Kamifki. So we have here Machloket B'Sham and B'Shillel, if you can rely on a get Yoshin. Ask them what is the basis of the get. B'Sham and Reloy Gemin and Gzeir Shem Yit and Kyodin L'Benob. We have to be concerned that maybe after the get was written, before it was given, the husband and wife were together alone, and then they got divorced with that get. But when they'll figure out, they'll realize they're going to look at the date of the get, and they're going to see that the child was conceived after the get was written. And that people are going to say that this is a child that was born out of wedlock. We are not concerned, and Basil are concerned. So I saw that the machlaikis between Basham and Basil, Tosfos and the Rashba, quote the Yerushalmi, is really connected to another machlokes that we're going to learn at the end of the Masechta between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. We have a machlokes over there. When may a husband divorce a wife? Beis Sham's opinion is only kimotz ba'erev estover, if he found that she acted immorally. Beis Hillel says afilu hagdicha es tafshiloi, even if she burnt his food, they may get divorced. If that's the case, our Gemara is very the machlokes is very understandable. What is the concern in our Gemara? The concern is that after the get was written, they were alone. And since they were alone, we have to be concerned that maybe they had relations and then the child, people are going to think was born out of wedlock. But says that's only a concern according to Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Hillel, the only reason you could get divorced for any reason. So they aren't really despising each other. And therefore, since they aren't necessarily despising each other, and alone together, they have this familiarity with each other, they may come to have relations. Beis Shammai says, you're only allowed to divorce your wife if there was an erev estover. If there was an erev estover, there's a serious dislike. And Beis Shammai therefore says, we need not be concerned that they're going to end up having relations. But says the Gemara, Amar of Abba Amar Shmuel, Imnisis, even Beis Hillel will agree that if somebody got divorced with a get yoshin, she could remain married, and she's not considered as if she's an eshes ish who got married without a get. Loitetze. Vikadamri, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, in this garsha, if they use the get yoshin, and the husband, the first husband is not here, that he could write another get, so this woman doesn't have to be left in limbo. Tinasa lechatchila, she could get married lechatchila. She could get married lechatchila in this circumstances based on a get yoshin. There's a machloikis rishonim. The Rashba seems to say that our Mishnah doesn't differentiate between a get written after erisin or one written after nesuin. It seems that our Mishnah holds the Beis Hillel considers a get yoshin a problem even after erisin. But the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel speaks about a case of a divorced couple that remained alone, and it seems that the concern was a get yoshin if they had relations, and there it seems that it's only a get yoshin if they had nesuin. So we have here a question in the Rishonim if the concern of get yoshin only applies by nesuin or even by erisin. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to suggest that maybe the machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel could be somewhat limited. And everybody agrees by nesuin we are concerned about get yoshin, and only by erisin is there machloikus if we're concerned about get yoshin.